When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat. And the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. We are back with our return, and we have some exciting news to announce tonight. This is a very special episode for several reasons, but right off the top here, we have joined partnership with DLF. We are now a part of the Dynasty League Football family of podcasts, and we're very excited about that. Some of the perks for our contestants are that we are generally going to be giving away a month of DLF premium to every single episode to the winner. But in a future episode for our first giveaway, we're actually going to be giving away a full year of DLF premium, a subscription to the winner. So we're going to come up with a pretty creative way to give that away, but that's coming forward. So everybody that's coming on in the future can look forward to have a chance to win a DLF subscription. We're not going to be giving away those.
In that episode, Matt, that's got to be one that you host, I think.
Yeah, probably. But we're not going to be giving away a DLF sub tonight, primarily because we are giving away something maybe more valuable than a DLF subscription. Actually, we're going to be giving away a Scott Fishbowl 8 entry. Scott has generously donated an entry to us for SFB 8. And that's why we have our three contestants on tonight, actually. We pulled these guys randomly from people that supported the show by buying a t-shirt. And our three contestants tonight will have a chance to win a shot at playing in Scott Fishbowl 8 if they hopefully haven't already won one. So we're going to go ahead and bring in our three guests here. We'll start with Dwight Peebles. He is a writer at Dynasty Happy Hour. Dwight, tell everybody about yourself a little bit and where they can find you.
Good evening, gentlemen. I live in Michigan. I write for Dynasty Happy Hour. I've been a Dynasty player since the mid-90s, back when we had to do scoring out of the USA Today newspaper. Just absolutely love football. Love talking about it year-round so much that it drives everybody in my life absolutely insane. But, yep.
All right. And our second contestant tonight is Tyler Schmidt. He is actually the neighbor state of our first contestant, Dwight. Tyler, how you doing, man? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm doing great. I do live in Wisconsin, just a little bit ways away from Dwight. It is Go Pack Go. Yes, I know you're a fan. I do got to get you up to come visit me for a game at some point, Matt. But I'm doing great. I'm excited to see how it goes.
Nice. And our last contestant is a trooper. Let me tell you, this guy, it comes to us from the UK. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning his time. He woke up. He actually had to talk to his wife into this. And if he's too loud and wakes up the kids, then he's probably in some trouble. We have John Nelson on tonight as well. How you doing, John? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. Hi, good morning / evening, guys. I live in Leeds in the UK in England. I'm a doctor over here. OBGYN, if that's what you guys call it. And I've been into fantasy for about 5 or 6 years and started Dynasty about 4 years ago. So a little bit more amateurish than some of the guys on here.
So what time do you have to wake up for the games? Do you get to watch them live much?
Yeah, I watch, we get like Game Pass and all that stuff over here. So they start about 6 p.m. and I stay up for the first couple of Sunday games, but the Sunday night games too much. A lot of a lot of blackout and watching them the next day, etc.
Nice. All right, so we're going to get into our games here, guys. Our first game tonight is going to be the return of ADP Bullshit. It's been a little while since we played this game. It's been a little while since I've been hosting this game, actually. So I'm excited to get into this tonight. Our contestants all know how this worked, but just a quick rundown if we have any new listeners, since we are under a new kind of banner tonight with DLF. This game is a bidding game. And basically, I'm going to give an ADP range. So let's say I'd say picks 1 to 20. And I'll give you a position and how many of that position are in that ADP range. And so I could say, hey, there's 7 wide receivers between picks 1 and 20. And then our guests are going to have to bid on that. They're going to go round robin style. And then when one person thinks that somebody else cannot get that right, then they'll say bullshit or BS. And then the person who bid that has to name all of the answers that they said that they could get. And if not, then the challenger gets the point. All right. So we'll start off with John since he gets to go, since he's struggling a little bit with the time. I'll let you pick the position. You can pick quarterback, running back, wide receiver, or tight end. Where would you like to start?
We'll start with the easier wide receiver, I think.
All right. We'll start with wide receivers. For this particular game, we have 10 possible wide receivers that fall between picks 50 and 72 overall. If you're thinking about in terms of a 12-team draft, that's from pick 5.02 to 6.12, so basically the entire fifth and sixth round. And I'm going to give you guys a marker position here, John. Would you like somebody at the beginning of that range that falls just before it or somebody at the end just to give you an idea of what wide receivers we're talking about?
We'll go for the end, please.
All right. So the end, again, this is between picks 50 and 72. So at the end of this range comes in at pick 73. It's Devontae Parker, and he's wide receiver 34 in May's DLF ADP. So how many out of those 10 wide receivers do you think you can get?
I'll probably go conservative at four.
Four. We'll go to Dwight next. Dwight, do you think you can name more than four, or are you going to call BS?
Damn you, John.
This is a strong opening bid.
Yeah. Bullshit.
Bullshit right off the bat.
Thank goodness, because I wasn't going bigger than that.
All right, John. You got four guesses here to get your, or I guess you get, well, you can only get one wrong, but you got four here. You got a name between picks 50 and 72. And again, your marker is Devontae Parker, wide receiver 34 at pick 73 overall.
Okay. Yeah, regressing it slightly now. I thought someone would go higher, seeing as we all want to be famous and get our names heard. Okay, I'll start with Jameson Crowder.
Jameson Crowder is incorrect. So Dwight gets the point here. Dwight or Tyler, you guys got any guesses?
Calvin Benjamin.
Incorrect.
I was thinking, like, is Golden Tate in that range?
Golden Tate is correct at wide receiver 28.
Yeah. Marvin Jones probably is then.
Marvin Jones is correct at wide receiver 26.
Mike Williams
is incorrect. Tyler, you got any guesses?
Is like Funchess in there?
Devin Funchess right after Golden Tate at wide receiver 29.
Okay.
No pressure. I can give you the rest. John, do you want to chime in? You got any guesses?
No, fire away. Fire Randall away, Cobb.
I don't know.
All right. So we have at the beginning of the range is Demaryius Thomas at 24, Cooper Kupp at 25, Marvin Jones at 26, DJ Moore, the first rookie on the list at 27, Golden Tate at 28, Devin Funchess is 29, Will Fuller at wide receiver 30, Calvin Ridley, our next rookie at wide receiver 31, Courtland Sutherland right behind him at 32, and Robert Woods ends that range at wide receiver 33. Dwight, let's go to you. Compared to the rest of these receivers in this range, how do you feel about the rookies, DJ Moore, Calvin Ridley, and Courtland Sutton? Think they fit in this range?
Oh, absolutely. I love all those, actually. Sorry. Kind of blacked out a little bit there. I'm still kind of in shock that I couldn't get like any of those, basically. Because all I've been doing all day is studying ADP, and I'm like, Yeah, I definitely like the rookies. I would definitely take most of them, especially now if you're rebuilding and stuff. But there's a lot of really good pieces there. If you've got a team that's ready to win now, that would definitely be a lot more beneficial to have. Demaryius Thomas, you know, yeah. I'm Funchess. Ugh. Robert Woods at the end kind of surprises me. I still think he's criminally undervalued. But
I definitely agree with you there. Tyler, you have a favorite amongst this group? Would you like the rookies over these veterans?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think the rookies all actually landed in fairly decent spots, just not necessarily for big production year one where some of those veterans are. Like Jones specifically, like Marvin Jones is just so consistent where I don't think any of those rookies will quite reach that level this year. But, you know, going forward, they probably all have that potential to be at Marvin Jones area of production.
Yeah, I love Marvin Jones. I think he's criminally undervalued, honestly. Finished as a wide receiver one last season. John, same question for you. Any of these guys that you're specifically targeting in this range?
I know that I have gotten a lot of Calvin Ridley in a lot of auctions. People don't seem to want to go after him, so I will take him because he's cheap and I think he's got, I don't care if he's old. It's not like he's going to be done playing in the next 4 or 5 years. And I definitely subscribe to the theory that not anybody on my team now is going to be on my team in 4 years anyways. So it doesn't really matter to me how long he's going to play. I don't seek that out. I look for guys that will help me right now. So from the rookies, I have gone after a lot of him. DJ Moore has been way too expensive, so I haven't gone after him. I would love to add Demaryius Thomas if people would discount him for me. That would be nice and stop expecting me to pay just because I have a good team. Hey, you have a good team. He's going to help you win it all. Yeah, I know. That's why I want him. But I haven't been offered a discount yet because, you know, this is his last year ever is what people, you know, you want people to think. But out of that group that I've kind of been targeting the most.
That's nice, John. I was actually talking about our guest, John, with no H. But
my bad.
Hey, feel free to jump in there, though.
This is going to get confusing. Yeah. I didn't even have my eyes on the screen, so I wasn't sure where you were looking.
I'm just going to call you Bosch. Yeah. I'm going to refer to you as Bosch from now on.
That'll actually be much better for the rest of the show.
Whose opinion I want to hear more of.
I'll go back to being
I know what you think, Bosch. John, any favorites amongst this group?
Yeah, I mean, I love Jameson Crowder amongst that group. which got me off to a good start.
I need to look him up and see how far you were out there real quick.
I think
it's probably in the 80s, isn't he?
I would guess somewhere around there.
I agree. I like the Detroit guys. I think those rookies are, I think they're a little bit high. I think a decent chance of picking them up at least for a little bit less value or more value in the middle of the season. But I think I'd agree with some of the comments. I think Golden Tate, I think he's still going to have good 3-5 years left of PPR production. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, you're right. Crowder, wide receiver 41, comes in at 80, ADP of 87. So a little bit off of that pace. All right. So Dwight took the point on that one. And you can pick the next position, Dwight.
Running backs.
Mm-hmm. Running backs, we have 11 running backs in this range between picks 30 and 60. So that's picked, if you're talking about a 12-team draft, that's pick 206 to 512. So a three-round range there for the most part. Would you like your marker at the beginning of the range or at the end of it?
Beginning.
Your marker is Joe Mixon, who comes in at running back 12 and pick 22.5 overall. So how many do you think you can get of those 11?
We'll go five.
Five. Tyler.
Wow.
Wait.
Some strong bids.
There's 11 of them?
There's 11.
What was the range again, Matt?
Picks 30 to 60.
I'll try six.
Six. John?
Oh, my word.
John Nelson.
I'm not going to get seven, so I'll call BS.
All right, Tyler. Six running backs. Between picks 30 and 60.
This game's a lot harder when you're playing it, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, it really is. I think some of the rookies are in that range, so I'll start with Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb is correct at running back 16. That's one.
What are the other rookies? Sony Michel's got to be in that range.
Sony Michel is correct at running back 19. That's two. Four
Penny
more.
We'll go with Penny. Penny's got to be in that range, too.
Rashad Penny is right ahead of him at running back 18, 44 overall.
All right.
That's three.
Now I need some veterans. Who's down in that range? Jordan Howard's got to be right around those guys, right?
Jordan Howard is running back 15, pick 36. That's four. Two more.
All right. That's a prime spot for Shady. Shady's still got to be in there. We'll go with McCoy.
Shady McCoy, running back 22, just at the tail end of that range, pick 51 overall. One more.
Oh, man. Dwight was right. Five is the perfect number here. And you said Mixon was the top end there?
Mixon is the top end just before this range.
Who should be right after Mixon? Oh, man. Did I really say six? I meant five. I got one. Oh, God, is he going to be above Mixon? Devontae Freeman's got to be right around Mixon. I'll go Devontae Freeman.
Devonta Freeman, running back 13. You got it, buddy. Nice work. Good job. Six. That's impressive. Nice work, Tyler. Whew. Tyler gets the point.
All right.
So it's 1-1-0 for John currently.
Good job, man.
Tyler, you get to pick between. Go ahead.
That was just rough. I was not expecting to get that.
let's go right into the next position here. You can choose from quarterback and tight end.
Oh, we'll go quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks. I have 11 between picks 100 and 150. So this is a pretty big range here. It spans from pick 904 to pick 1306. Because this is a one quarterback draft and all the quarterbacks are late.
Marker?
Oh, sorry. The marker. Would you like one at the beginning or the end?
Beginning.
Beginning of this range is Marcus Mariota at quarterback 10, pick 98 overall. How many do you think you can get of that 11? Two.
I'll go with
strong two. John, we'll go. John Nelson, we'll go to you.
I'll go five.
Five jumps up to five. Dwight?
I'll go six.
Six. I like it. Tyler?
I'm going to call bullshit on Dwight because I have no faith in my ability to name seven.
All right, Dwight.
All right.
Six Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is correct at quarterback 11, pick 103.
Jameis Winston,
quarterback 12.
Matthew Stafford,
quarterback 13. That's three. Three more.
Oh, he memorized all of them.
When's the last one?
When's the last? Oh, the last pick. End of the range is pick 150.
All right, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's correct, quarterback 14.
Derek Carr,
correct at quarterback 18. One more.
Joe Flacco.
Trubisky.
Mitchell Trubisky, quarterback 16. Nice work, Dwight. Nice. Takes the lead 2-1.
Dwight clearly.
He definitely did study for this, Dwight.
Yeah, his night job is going to be taking a little nap.
I had my 13-year-old throwing names at me tonight. Yeah, it was fun.
Nice work. All right, so you got the lead, 2 points. Tyler's got one. John's coming up at zero so far, but I have faith. Last position here, tight end, Dwight. We have seven tight ends between picks 130 and 160. That's 11.10 to 14.04 in a 12-team draft. What would you like as your marker, before or after the range?
After.
After the range is Austin Seferian Jenkins, who comes in at tight end 20 or pick 164. So three out of the seven. We're going to go to John. We're going to go back the other way this time.
I'd have to go to four just to give myself a chance.
Tyler, can you do five?
Trying to think of a couple quick here. That's
5 out of 7 is tough.
I can think of like three right away, but I don't think I can get to five. I'll call BS and make John do it. Give him a chance here.
Mm-hmm. All right, John. Your marker again is Austin Seferian Jenkins at tight end 20, and you're looking for four tight ends between picks 130 and 160.
Okay. I think we'll go the veteran route. So I think we'll go Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph is incorrect.
15.
Kyle Rudolph.
I thought you'd said the other way around. Sorry, I thought you'd said before ASJ. Sorry, I misheard that.
That translation of American to English.
Kyle Rudolph would have been two before that or three before that. So yeah, I
wouldn't have done very well because I was going all before.
All right. Well, that means Dwight wins our first game. Dwight's on the board with one point here.
Don't I get a point for calling the BS?
Yeah, it should be tied.
Right? Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. It is 2-2.
Don't rob me here.
Welcome back to hosting, Matt. You get tiebreakers.
Been a while. Yeah, Tyler gets the point here. It's tied up.
Do we not know what the tight ends were?
Oh, sure. We can know what the tight ends were. I didn't tell you the rest of the quarterbacks either. That's a really good job hosting by me. The rest of the tight ends are. Does anybody want to guess outside of that?
Charles Clay, what? Our buddy Charles Clay. Is he
Charles
there?
Charles Clay is incorrect. That's
right. Is it that much lower?
The first two that came to my mind was Delanie Walker and Jack Doyle.
Both correct. Delanie Walker at 15 and Jack Doyle at 18.
George Kittle and Trey Burton.
Wait, what was that? I thought you said ASJ was 20.
He was. He was at the end of the range, outside of the range.
Oh, I didn't.
So you messed it up just like the other, just like Nelson.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
do you want me to run through these? You guys got some more guesses?
Trey Burton.
That was what I had.
Trey Burton is before that range. I think he's 10 now. Let me check. He's at 11. He's okay. Before that range too. So Jordan Reed at the top at tight end 13, somehow still.
How? That's just not right.
Gesicki at 14, Delanie Walker at 15, Eric Ebron at 16, Eifert at 17, somehow. Tyler Eifert has missed more games than he's played in his career. Do you have some, Tyler?
Wait, how is Ebron ahead of Doyle?
Hey, you know, people still love Ebron somehow. Two spots ahead.
We're on
of
the
Doyle
same
effect.
Team now.
I know.
This is the year he's going to break out.
This is it, you guys. And then the last one in that range was the rookie Dallas Goedert at tight end 19 at 158.5. All right, so we have a tie here. So we're going to go. Actually, we're going to go to a tiebreaker between Dwight and Tyler for the point, since Tyler tied us up. That I'm going to let you pick a position first. Just tell me a position.
I did well in running backs, so we'll go there.
All right, we're going to go running backs, and the way this tiebreaker is going to work is we're going to name the running backs in ADP order. The first one to miss loses the point. So Tyler, you get to start off with who is the running back one in Dynasty?
I believe it's Gurley.
That's correct. Keep it going, Dwight.
Oh Lord. Zeke
is correct.
Oof.
Tyler?
Bell?
I will give it to you. He is tied with our other guy. So they're basically the exact same ADP. So back to Dwight. For who's tied with Bell?
Barkley.
That is correct. Barkley.
It's crazy.
Barkley and Le'Veon Bell are both coming in at basically running back three at a 6.33 ADP. So back to you, Tyler.
David Johnson?
David Johnson's correct.
Crap. I'm not thinking of somebody here. Honestly, I have no idea. Fournette. I know it's not right, but
that is incorrect.
Alvin Kamara, isn't it?
It is Alvin Kamara. Tyler gets the point for ADP bullshit.
All right.
Right. So before we get to our next game here, I just want to remind you guys that we are offering t-shirts still. We have a little bit, fair amount yet left still. John, what sizes do we have left?
Everything but small. Sorry, Casey.
And they are super soft, super comfortable. Dwight is actually wearing one right now. Dwight, tell everybody how awesome these shirts are.
They are very, very awesome, very soft and very comfortable.
So go buy one, and then I'm sure at some point we'll have another episode like this where we're probably not going to get another SFB8 spot to give away, but I'm sure we'll have something for you guys that buy t-shirts to at least come on the show and have a good time like these guys. So we're going to go into our next game. Like John, yes. hopefully the next guest will not have to wake up at 3 a.m. But you never know. All right, so our next game is going to be the name game. Everybody loves this one, right? So I've picked a couple of movies that I hope have a pretty wide reach amongst these two. I know, John, you said you haven't watched an adult movie in a long time. So I picked one that's a little bit older and the other one is actually a realm that I think you guys might be familiar with, all of the Marvel movies. So I'm going to let you guys, the winner of each point, pick from each category. So we have Anchorman and we have Marvel movies. So And we're going to do it differently than we've done it in the past. So we're going to go back to the original way of doing this. Instead of giving each person their own category, we're going to go back to buzzing in. Your buzzer will be your name for this game. So Tyler, you won. You can start us off. Would you like a clue from Anchorman? Oh, sorry. One other thing. So we'll do it the same way in terms of point value. So if you get it on the first clue, if somebody chimes in and gets the right answer on the first clue, they'll get 2 points. If they get it off after the second clue, then they will get 1 point. So Tyler, would you like an Anchorman clue first or a Marvel clue first?
Marvel.
I think you're a Marvel guy, so I'm going to start off with a tough one, a little bit tougher one. We'll see. So this one is going to combine Bucky Barnes' nickname and an NFC North wide receiver. And anybody can buzz in for this. Just say your name. That's your buzzer. Bucky Barnes' nickname and an NFC North wide receiver. All right, this is going to go about as well as the Breaking Bad episode then.
Did you ask if they were into comics?
I did. I asked for movies. Two of them said they had more.
I was trying to get the wide receiver down.
That's what I'm struggling with.
Would you guys like a second clue?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, the second clue is this is a Green Bay Packers wide receiver.
Somebody give me Bucky Barnes' nickname because I don't even know who that is.
I feel really bad now being a Packers fan that this is stumping me.
All right. We'll give you guys a countdown here.
Give me Bucky Barnes' nickname before you give out the answer. I want to see if I can, okay. If I knew that part, I want to see if I can figure it out.
Okay. We'll go 3, 2, 1. There's no negative points from in this game. So, or no giving points to other people. So feel free to guess also. All right, we'll call it. Bucky Barnes' nickname is the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, I knew
Winter
that.
Winter Soldier Geronimo Allison.
There you go, John.
God!
Not a legitimate receiver. Come on.
Well, yeah. I was thinking you're doing John's pull-up rights here.
Yeah, Randall Cobb. Come on.
All right, let's go to John Nelson. Are you familiar with Marvel movies or Anchorman?
Oh, man. I mean... I know one character from Anchorman who's probably the most famous character in the whole thing.
All right, then we'll go with that one. Then we'll go with that one for you.
Yeah. Give me an outside chance.
All right. Well, I guess I already killed that one, but we'll go for it anyway. You still have to figure out the other part. The clue for this one is Scotch Lover and AFC South running back.
Yeah. Okay. I just have to go for it. Do I have to go for it before anyone else buzzes in then, do I?
You have to say your name to buzz in.
Yeah, John.
Okay, give us a guess.
Ron Burgundion Lewis.
Nice.
That is incorrect.
Ah.
I mean,
you have to give him credit because that does work.
I think I do have to give you that point, actually, but that wasn't the one I was thinking of. But that's okay. Yeah, the clue for you again was Scotch Lover and AFC South running back. I was thinking of the Houston one.
Ron Burke on Deontay Foreman.
That's correct.
Two points.
Two points for that. Yep. All right. John, we're going to go back to that just because you seem a little bit more familiar with that movie. The next clue is Lamp Lover and AFC South quarterback. Lamp Lover and AFC South quarterback.
I know that part.
Anybody have a guess at the 2 point range?
No idea.
No.
All right. The second clue is the quarterback is from the Indianapolis Colts.
Tyler. Brick Tamlin Andrew Luck.
I'll take it. Brick Tamlin Andrew Luck. That's right. Mm. So two for John from the first one, 1 point for Tyler on the second one. All right, Tyler, do you want to go back to Marvel or stick with Anchorman?
Marvel.
All right. Tony Stark. Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Yeah, that works. Tony Stark's alter ego.
Oh, I actually knew that one.
And AFC North quarterback.
Tyler. Iron Mandy Dalton.
That's correct. Iron Mandy Dalton. Tyler has 3 points and John with 2. Where do you want to go, Tyler?
I'll stay in Marvel.
All right. Master of Iron and AFC South tight end. Or I could say it this way, Master of Ferric Metals and AFC South tight end. Anyone for the two-pointer?
No.
All right. The second clue is it's a Tampa Bay Buccaneers tight end.
Tyler. Magneto J. Howard.
That's correct. Magneto J. Howard.
you know who's gonna love this name game is gonna be Bobby.
Nice.
Bobby's gonna love tweeting the comic book characters in a name game.
Tyler with 4, John with 2. Dwight, you did tell me Marvel movies, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm struggling, man.
all right, Tyler, we have 2 left in the Marvel category, or we can go back to
Andrew. I'll keep running those out as long as I can. It's working.
All right. Fictional home of Black Panther and NFC South running back.
Tyler. Did I get that one? My sound cut out for a minute.
Yeah.
Wakandalvin Carmera?
That is incorrect. Anyone else for the two-pointer? You want another clue?
Hold on. Dwight?
Go for it.
Wakandavante Freeman?
That is correct. Wakandavante Freeman. Blankets on the board with 2 points.
I have a Marvel League. I had to get something or else
I was going to say, I thought you had a Marvel League with powers.
I'm pretty sure Magneto's even in your league, isn't he?
Actually, I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Dwight's on the board with 2. Tyler in the lead with 4. John also has 2 points. We have 1 more left in the Marvel category and 3 more left in the Anchorman category.
Dwight. Definitely Marvel, yeah.
Back to Marvel. All right. Killers of Ronan the Accuser and NFC East running back.
Ooh.
I struggle with the NFL player.
Well, we can once you get the second clue, if we're going to go there, it'll probably be easier.
What was the division again?
NFC East.
I can't even name 5 Marvel movies. So.
NFC. I have a guess, but I don't want to waste it. I want to make sure it's the right team.
You want the extra point or the extra clue?
If it's the clue, I think I have it.
All right.
That's right. I'm ready for the clue.
All right, here's the clue. The clue is Dallas Cowboys running back.
Tyler.
Go for it.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Ezekiel Elliott.
That is correct. Guardians of the Galaxy, Ezekiel Elliott. Tyler with 5 points now. All right, so it doesn't sound like Anchorman is that popular amongst you guys, but we do have some more clues left for this one, so let's see what happens. All right. I'm not sure which clue to give for this one, so we'll see how this goes. I have 2 clues for the character, but genital nicknamer and AFC West wide receiver.
No idea.
I don't want to give that yet. Never mind.
I think I know the character here.
Okay.
I don't know the receiver.
All right, clue 2.
NFC West?
AFC West. All right. The wide receiver is from the Oakland Raiders.
John.
John.
I don't really know the character. That I know one other character from Anchorman, so I'm just guessing whether this is him or not. Brian Fantana Mari Cooper.
That is correct. Nice work. Oh.
Good job, John.
Oh, he nicknamed his penis the Octagon, if you guys don't remember. Brian Fantana Mari Cooper. All right. John's back on the board with three. And next category, next question. We got two left, you guys, in this game. Character who called Ron a poop mouth and rookie AFC West wide receiver.
Will you accept Michael Scott? No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know his name in the movie. No, it's not. That's the character. That was Brick. He plays Brick Tamlin, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's been a while since I've seen that.
Yeah. Character called Ron a poop mouth and rookie AFC West wide receiver. Next clue?
Yeah.
Next clue. The rookie AFC West wide receiver plays for the Denver Broncos.
I knew that. That's what I was thinking. I couldn't think of any other rookies there. I just can't think of the character.
I can give you the act. I'll give you the actor. The actor is Chris Parnell. Does that help?
No.
No.
All right. You think you're going to get there, Tyler?
I got nothing.
Dwight?
Nope.
All right, it's Garth Holliday, Sean Hamilton. Garth Holliday. All right, last one.
Even the right receiver.
Last one, station director and NFC North wide receiver.
I'm trying to think of the name of the station director.
John, you can tie up this game if you can get this.
Yeah, my uncommon knowledge is gone.
All right, the second clue is he's a Detroit Lions wide receiver.
I can picture what the actor looks like. I don't remember what his character's name is, though. I got nothing.
Nothing.
No.
All right. Ed Harkin is the character. Ed Harkinny Galladay is the correct answer. So that wraps it.
We might have to get the movies out in advance if we're going to do that. If we're going to stick with name game again, so that people can watch it.
That's fair. I thought about doing that, but I don't know. I thought that would make it too easy. Maybe we just need to go back to doing just players and teams, or players and I don't know, players and something else to do with the NFL.
You're going to run out of stuff quickly, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we started doing these themed ones. So. Tyler, won two games, so you get this. You win this episode. You guys want to play fake news just for fun?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right, we'll play fake news just for fun, but Tyler Schmidt has won a SFB8
nice entry.
Congratulations, so,
nice work,
Tyler.
Buddy.
Congratulations, man.
Congratulations, dude. Good job. All right,
I take after Matt. All Packer fans win.
All we do is win, no matter what.
My mic cut out. What was that?
Fake news. We're doing another NFL blog title edition. So we did this several episodes ago. I think maybe the last time I hosted, in fact. So these are or are not actual blogs that are run that cover NFL or NFL team. So the first, and we'll do it. Let's see. Since it doesn't matter, we'll just throw it out to everybody and you can say what you think it is. How about that? All right. So the first one, bloggingtheboys.com. Is that real or fake?
Real.
Yeah, I'll go real. That sounds quite boring, but I'll go real.
I mean, it seems real, but also boring. I agree with John.
All right, that is actually a real one. Next one, Daily Dolphin.
I'll say fake on that one. Yeah.
I'll go real.
Yeah, that's another boring one. It's got to be real.
That one is actually real too. The popular one for the Dolphins is Finsider, but you know, I thought I'd throw this other one in there. Next one, the Yard Barker. The Yard Barker.
I'll go real again, I think, for the
Yeah, we'll go fake.
Tyler? I'll go real.
What's that? I think that's fake.
Fake. That one's real too, you guys. All right. Cat Scratch Reader.
I like that you
God,
did
I hope
that.
It's fake.
yeah, that must be fake. What I'm going to say.
I'll say that's real just because they have that as the song when you open up the page on the website.
That would be so obnoxious, but that is actually real. So I should go there and see if it plays that. All right. Big Blue and You.
I'll go fake.
Yeah, fake
as
well, I think, with that one. Yeah.
Wait, did you say fake too?
Fake, yeah.
That one is fake. The real site for that one is bigbluereview.com. Mm, gotcha. All right. Canal Street Chronicles.
I'll go real.
I'll go fake on that. That sounds boring as well, but fake.
Yeah, I don't even know what team that would be for, but I'll go real. I don't know.
I hope you don't teach geography, Tyler, because that is a real street in New Orleans, and that is a real site, canalstreetchronicles.com. All right, let's see. Turf Show Times.
You're real.
Yeah, I'll go real on that one as well.
I don't know what team that would be. But that doesn't even matter. I'm just trying to figure them out when you say them. But I'll Instagram and say fake.
That one is real as well. That's the greatest show on turf, the Rams, Tyler.
They're not there anymore.
They're not. The same team, though.
Do
all
they
right.
play on turf where they now are?
Oh, it's like a grass field soccer stadium, isn't it?
That's right.
They probably registered it that domain back where they were in St. Louis and just couldn't change it. I don't know. All right. Browns Plainly.
Another one I hope is fake.
Yeah, I didn't quite get the pun there, but yeah. Yeah, fake.
No, that one's real. The Browns are boring and bad, so they're
cool too. That's got to be real because I don't know what that would be.
The plain paper bags. I could see that being a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a real one.
The Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Yeah, that's right. Where I think they're going to, or like, yeah, they're like Browns Daily or something. John, I guess you can play this game. I didn't even ask, I guess, but you're welcome to play, I guess. All right. The Landry Hat.
That's got to be a real one.
Real. Yep.
Yeah, that's real.
That is a real one. Falcoholism.
Ooh, that's tricky, Matt. Because that their big one is very close. I'm going to say fake.
Fake. Yep.
Fake, yeah.
The Falcoholic is huge. Tyler?
Yeah, there wouldn't be two that are that close. We'll go fake.
Yeah, that's right. It is fake. Falcoholics is the real one. Doggy by Nature.
That's so
where
bad.
Are you getting these from? That's in that fake. Help.
I'm gonna say real.
I'm gonna get real on that as well.
I'm gonna say fake and say that's Matt's creativity.
That one is fake, but there is actually a site called Dogs by Nature, so it was pretty easy to just add a Y on to the end of that. Dogs by Nature with a dogs with a W, of course. Let's see, we have two left. The Side Lion Report.
Real.
That's cheesy. It's got to be fake.
I think that's real.
Are you saying that's cheesy?
What are you trying to say, Tyler? I don't think it's super cheesy. I think that's right on what somebody would do. I'm gonna go real.
Did everybody get their guess in?
Mm-mm.
That's a real one. Yeah. And the last one, Gridiron Studs.
Oh, I think you've got the wrong site, Matt. I'm gonna say fake.
Yeah, I'll go fake.
Yeah, fake.
I'll say that's real.
That is a real site, Gridiron Studs. That's going to do it.
NFL site?
dating site for ex-NFL players.
I got all of these from a top 100 NFL blog site. So the site that was claiming these are in the top 100 NFL blogs. I don't know if they are or not, but the site says they are. All right, guys, that wraps up the name game. Tyler took down both ADP bullshit and the name game, so he gets that coveted Scott Fishball 8 entry. So we'll get your information here after we go off the air here, Tyler, and Scott will set you up with that. Reminder, everybody, we are now under the DLF family of podcast banner. We will be giving away free months of DLF premium every single episode. But the next episode, we're actually going to give away a full year DLF premium subscription. So, and then one final plug here for t-shirts, go buy them. They're soft, they're comfortable. We got every size, but small, $20. But anyway, you guys, thank you so much. All three of our guests are fantastic. Dwight, again, tell everybody where they can find you and your work.
DynastyHappyHour.com. Write a lot there and just tweet. Thank you guys very much for the chance. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, John.
Absolutely. Tyler.
Dwight also did a lot of work for us during the live shows. He was great on Twitter for us. So that is a good point. Thank you for that, Dwight.
He basically moderated those live chats. So yeah, that was completely awesome. Thank you so much. And Tyler, you're the champion, my friend. How are you?
Woo. I'm happy. I'm ecstatic. I'm happy to keep the, you know, we'll call it the Wisconsin winning ways going for you, Matt.
That's right. I expect that season ticket in the mail. and of course, John,
I told you, you got an open offer.
I'm going to have to take you up on that. John, thank you so much for waking up at 3 a.m. Sorry, it didn't work it out for you, buddy. I hope you had fun though.
Yeah, enjoyed it. Yeah, I did enjoy it. Thanks, guys.
You great. Got enough time to squeeze a nap in before work now?
Yeah. Got a good couple of hours to go to sleep.
Got to get the kids up and ready for school, I'm sure.
No, that's not my job.
All right, guys, thank you so much again for listening. This has been season 2, episode 2 of Dynasty Game Night. We actually recorded episode 1 just before the tournament started. Brandon Merriweather Lee took that one down. Yeah. So we're excited to come back again. Again, thank you to DLF for being our new partners. We're excited to take that venture forward. And we will see you in probably a couple of weeks, guys. Have a great night.
I need to mention something before we get out of here, Matt. I do need to ask people to go sign up for the Eliminators.
Oh, yes.
Go to fantasycares.net, sign up for the Eliminators. They're just a fun little best ball competition that will raise a bunch of money for Scott's Toys for Tots drive through fantasycares.net. Basically, you get to play in a best ball against a celebrity. And that's extreme air quotes because these are all just fantasy football industry people that are giving of their time to do a draft, and it's unique rules, unique scoring system. The lowest team each week gets eliminated. The most fun you will have doing a draft that you don't really care if you win or not, though, because you'll be doing something good. It's $10 to get into them. There is an IDP one this year. Tom from DLF is going to be doing an IDP one, so that'll be an interesting variation. There will be an auction one that I'm heading up because – obviously, I like auctions, so I'll put in that extra work for it. But hopefully people sign up, get more and more and more. My goal is to do 50 of these this year and raise over $5,000 for Toys for Tots through fantasycares.net this year. So I appreciate any signups that anybody can give us.
And you qualify as a celebrity because you have a t-shirt with your name on it. So yeah, it all works out.
The auction is the celebrity in mine. I'll just be the one running the charitable part of it. If the celebrity wins, the money also goes to charity. So they're not playing to win any money. Some celebrities did win last year, and I'm pretty sure like everybody donated their money to Fantasy Cares anyways. Yeah. So this year I just put that in the rules that they're playing for charity. They're not buying into it. They're playing for free. And if they win, then the money's going to charity. So in the end, it should end up raising quite a bit because, you know, they're celebrities. They should win at all of these, right? They should dominate these and win every single one of them. That's how it works, right?
For sure. It definitely worked out that way for the DLF podcast last year.
Yep. Julie, no. Julie's not going to let you forget that.
Julie's going to probably take that one down again. She's awesome. But yeah, 5,000 would be incredible. I think last year we were just over $15,000 for Toys for Tots through Fantasy Cares. And if you hit that $5,000 mark, I bet we hit over 20K this year. Which
I think it's easily going to break 20,000.
Yep. All right. So again, for Dwight, for John Nelson, for our champion, Tyler Schmidt, and for my buddy, John Bosch, you can follow him at Empire FFL. You can follow me at M Pricer. You can follow the DGN podcast at DGN Pod. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next episode.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosch has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosch has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
With the dummy.
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosch has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can all this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night.